Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trundy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan up strong, too deadly. The First Nations love story set on the brink of history, premieres in Queensland at La Bourte. We're talking about Whitefella Yellow Tree. Makes Queensland premiere and is operating from 23rd October to 8th of November. I'm going to catch up with Jan now with one of the deadly actors. That's Joseph Oldhouse, and we have the brother online. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brother Trev. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
I'm from Darwin, family from Alice Springs, Pradam, and Tiwi Island.
Okay, beautiful. Big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, congratulations on the launch of A Whitefella Yellow Tree. You're an actor operating on stage. Now, two acting. Yourself, Joseph Oldhouse. Who's the other person acting, brother?
The other brother is Danny Howard. He's from Broome.
Okay, big shout out, Danny Howard. So, give us a quick snapshot of Whitefella Yellow Tree, please, brother.
It's a love story, two young fellas meeting up to exchange information about the white fellas that are arriving on the land, and so they're given the responsibility to go and exchange information for the neighbouring tribes, and in that process they fall in love, and we see them respond to the world changing around them and how they go about ensuring their own survival and the survival of their peoples and their stories.
Look, fantastic. Who put the story together, my brother?
The writer's from Tasmania, Palawa man, Dylan Van Berg.
Okay, big shout-out, Dylan. Big shout-out.
Yeah, shout-out to Dylan. He wrote the play with Griffin Theatre down in Sydney on Gadigal country.
Okay, lovely.
And they had a season about 3 years ago, and so this is the second go of it with Sydney Theatre Company and Griffin, and we're going up to La Bourte in Queensland.
Okay, fantastic. Yourself, Joseph, how long have you been acting, brother?
I graduated from drama school in 2018, so I studied a bachelor's degree.
Yep.
So I've been working for a couple of years now.
Good. Enjoying the journey? Enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good. It's hard work, but it's important. You know, we come from the oldest continuous culture. You know, stories are our currency and our social map, and they provide so much meaning for us, for country and for place and belonging.
Yep.
So it's really special to continue that strong legacy of storytelling here on Aboriginal land.
And using plays as the vehicle to do so. You are an actor. Tell us some of the other stuff, other work that you've done, brother.
I've done a bit of screen. I did a little cameo on Mother and Son season one. I've got a cameo coming up on Deadlock season two.
Okay.
Shot that up in Darwin. But I've done a lot of stage theatre shows down in Sydney.
Good.
Lord of the Flies, Green Park, Black Cockatoo, which Wesley Enoch directed.
Yes.
Which was about the first cricket team that went over to London in the 1870s.
Yep, lovely.
Johnny Muller.
Yep, beautiful.
So, yeah, it's really special to do Aboriginal theatre in particular.
Well, fantastic. Like I said, we are storytellers, and being an actor, the stories are told, whether it be on screen, on stage, whether it be painting, dancing, what have you. We are the first people, and we're talking 60,000 years, so a lot of stories to be told, you could say, Brother Joseph.
That's right. Yeah, so it's very special to tell black stories and not only get non-Indigenous audiences to be moved by a story, but two, to like reflect back the beauty and the love of Black Australia, and you know, the way we take care of each other and the way we love each other, and to represent that on stage is really special.
Yeah, fantastic. So what about your family? They love the work that you're doing, and is anybody else was an actor in your family or envisioned to be?
No actors in my family, but plenty of storytellers.
Yep, all right.
Plenty of, you know, all my grandfathers and grandmothers can
make a yarn
together.
Spin a yarn, that's right, exactly.
So I grew up around, you know, storytellers who had no training, but they just naturally had that ability to spin a yarn.
So. Yeah, true. Yeah. And look, a lot of it's not gossip, it's just deadly yarn, yeah? We're talking about Dreamtime story or telling yarn about the family and auntie and uncles or whatever the case may be, but we can dramatise it because we're good actors, you could say, my brother.
That's right. And Murray's in particular. I think there Murray's picked the cake on spinning a yarn. So we're all chasing that Murray yarning circle.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing, my brother. Look, fantastic. So Whitefella Yellow Tree, makes its Queensland premiere 23rd October to 8th of November. Where are you performing?
We're performing at the theatre at La Boite in Meanjin, Brisbane.
Okay, good.
In Kelvin Grove.
Right, yeah, and you're there till the 8th of November, is that right?
I think we're there till the, I'm not sure, like the 23rd or something.
All right. How do people find this? Yeah. Is there a web page or is there a Facebook page people can go to?
Yeah, so if you go to La Boite's website.
La Boite is LABOITE, La Boite. So people can check
that
out,
right,
go to the web page, and you'll see all the particulars about Whitefella Yellow Tree. And look, thank you for sharing, Joseph. Enjoy the journey. Big shout-out to your co-actor there, Too Deadly, lead from the front, and be the best you can be, my brother, Too Deadly.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Good yarning with you. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. You take care. Ta-da.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. That's Joseph Althaus, Indigenous actor, and performing The Brink of History. Premieres in Queensland at La Boite, B-O-I-T-E, and the award-winning stage theatre is Whitefella Yellow Tree. So Too Deadly, do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here on your First Nation radio station with your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Me la la you.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kachana bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
other day when this little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York,
Cape York.
From the north down to the south, from the east over to the west. 'Cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York,
Cape York.
From the north down to the south, from the east over to the west.
East to west.
'Cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Turtle, them two been gone, them two been buying one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah.
bossy come and they suit them too. Them too cold and belly happy. You serve something, you serve a dump. I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. Chee-up, choo. Chee-up, choo. Chee-up, choo. Chee-up, choo. Monkey and the turtle. Them too go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them too pine it. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you ah e ah ah e I. I go knock your banana. Boy you me yeah. Bossy come and me suity them two. Them two fall down. Billy up eh. You sub something. You sub a dumper. Not a bully fly. Oh, colega, she up shoot, I'll got it. She up shoot one time. She up shoot, monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them two pine it. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Something you serve a dumper, but a bully fly, fly bully. She up shoe, buckle a she up shoe, how got it? She up shoe one time. She up shoe, monkey and a turtle, them two been gone, them two been pine a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and let's suit them two. Them two bold and belly up. You sabi something, you sabi dump. I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoot, buckle a she up shoot, how got it? She up shoot, one time. She up shoot, monkey and a turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ah. Them two pine it. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab you ah e ah ah e I. I gonna keep banana. Boy you me yeah. Bossy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down. Billy up eh. Yeah yeah yeah. You sub something. You sub a dumper. I'm at the bully fly. Fly bully. She up shoot, buckle guard. She up shoot, one time. She up shoot, one time. She up shoot, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey. Monkey and the turtle, them two been dog. Them two been pine and one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them two. Them two bold and belly up. You serve something, you serve a dump. I'm at the bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoe, don't call it God. She up shoe, how got it? She up shoe, how? She up shoe, monkey, monkey. Monkey, monkey.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, celebrating 50 years of Indigenous Service Officers. Honouring legacy, leadership and community connection. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tani Mason, Matson, that is, Indigenous Service Officer, and have a yarn about this beautiful space. We have Tani on the line. Tani, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you? Thanks
well.
For having me.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Tani.
Yeah, thank you. So Yeah, like you said, Tani Matson. I'm from Lutjewita, Tasmania, but I grew up on a little island in the Bass Strait called Flinders Island, sort of situated between Victoria and Tasmania. And I'm now living and working on Wathaurong country in Victoria.
Beautiful. And for a little Murray from Cairns, final Queensland, I say that's cold country, but look, stay rugged up, sister. Congratulations on the role that you play there. But we're celebrating 50 years of Indigenous Service Officer. Now, you were ISO, but now you're holding the reins, leading the program. Is that right?
Yeah, look, I started in Centrelink, it was then, back in 1999 in Darwin as an Indigenous Service Officer, and we call them ISOs, a short name. And worked with discrete Aboriginal communities in and around the Greater Darwin region.
Yes.
And in that role, I worked very closely, developed a partnership with the Bagot community there in Darwin. And, you know, just that's where it first started for me, just understanding, you know, as government, working with community and what my role is. And how you can sort of develop and foster those relationships to support community to get access to services, programs and payments that they're entitled to.
And you mentioned Darwin, and in actual fact, ISO, the program itself, was given birth in 1975 with the devastation of Cyclone Tracy, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, because so many mob were displaced after Cyclone Tracy and were, you know, taken away from country and placed in the east coast, you know, towns and capital cities in the east coast of Australia, and to help support that relocation and get people set up and, you know, make sure that they had, you know, some sort of income whilst they were taken away and, you know, no jobs or anything left. And yeah, Aunty Una Watson-Coolwell was one of our first Indigenous service officers to help mob settle into the Brisbane area.
Look, fantastic. It's sad that it takes a devastation event like a Cyclone Tracy, Mother Nature, who wants to slap us, can't slap us, don't care advanced in technology, but then it created this space. But and here we are celebrating 50 years and looking for the future, for another 50 years, you could say.
Let's hope so. I mean, our ISOs play a critical role in bridging relationships between our government services in Services Australia, you know, helping those that can't navigate sometimes what are complex systems and claims and so on. And, you know, just supporting our most vulnerable, but also that capability uplift and providing support and education so that people know about their entitlements and how to go about it.
Exactly. Fantastic. And so your role, please explain your role, Tani. What do you do now, sister?
Yeah, so I work, it's a bit hard to explain, I suppose, but still in the ISO space, but work in a national team that look after Indigenous and remote programs in Services Australia. So one of my responsibilities is looking after the ISO program. So we sort of, we work to help shape what the future direction is, what the priorities are and how we work with community.
Yes.
And it's really aligned to the National Agreement on Closing the Gap, you know, about those establishing genuine partnerships and listening more deeply to community to understand what their needs are. And then around that shared decision making. So how do we work together to make things better for community and making sure that they get their entitlements?
Look, fantastic. And look, hats off to all our ISOs. And we're celebrating 50 years. Thank you for the work that you do. It is a team effort. And big shout out to ISOs across this beautiful country, ours, the Big Island, Australia. And look, you can't beat black on black when you've got our mob working with our mob. Isn't that deadly, Tani?
It is, and it's about bringing that all that knowledge and those cultural insights, because our ISOs are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander staff from their own community. So it's also not only about supporting mob that need that help, but also that that understanding within our agency and that cultural capability uplift and, you know, ensuring our local staff have an understanding of local community. And, you know, that then creates safe places for our mob to come in and access those services. So they play, you know, we've got so many ISOs, previous ISOs out there that have left a legacy for us to continue on into the future, like you said, hopefully the next 50 years.
Yeah, beautiful.
And, you know, like I just want to just say thank you. If there's any of them out there listening, thank you for your work, thank you for your guidance and the legacy that they've left behind, because it's a phenomenal program with fantastic staff in it.
Yes.
That are there to just try to help bridge the gap and support people that need that help.
Well, hats off to them all. Thank you very much. Good yarning with you, my sister. Take care. Keep smiling. Big shout out to your mob there, and a big shout out to our ISOs across this beautiful big island. And we'll yarn soon, my sister. You stay warm.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for the chat.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Ta-da.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's Tani Matson, her name is, Indigenous Service Officer, and look, leading the way in regarding all our ISO in this country, Indigenous Service Officers, and honouring 50 years, legacy, leadership, and community connection. Look, fantastic and great work, and like I said, another 50 years, the future looks bright in more ways than one. Have you say yarn up strong. We are here, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Your host, the Bally One here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strive
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. paruya.
Love, that good, good love. Whoa, 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 whoa.
taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Give me that good love. Give me that good love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
First black man from Bear Island, as history had begun, he know not how his influences would change history. This was how his life would be, defending his tribal land for his family. This was how his life would be, defending his tribal land for his family.
Just one creation.